Welcome to Having Words, I'm Josh, and today we are Tomless, but we are joined by a new guest, someone I've actually wanted to get on since episode 1, currently this is episode 27, I think. It's Parbel. I don't know how to pronounce your surname.
Karim.
Karim. Parbel Karim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Joshua Martello, thank you for having me.
Anytime, I love it.
Oh, that means so much to me, you wanted me since the first episode.
I did, as soon as I made it, I was like, you know who would like this? Parbel Karim.
And I'm still loving it, I'm loving it.
Now, unlike a lot of our guests, you've never been on a podcast before.
That's true, I have not.
But unlike a lot of our guests, you haven't actually listened to a podcast since college.
That is also true, yes.
So what do you find about podcasting that you just don't like listening to?
No, I'll tell you what, it's not that whatsoever. I feel like after college, the last time I listened to a podcast, as I mentioned before, it was the keto diet. So that was very interesting because that was something that I wanted to actually try. And doing research, I discovered this one book, but I thought to myself, oh, this book, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Podcast, however, more convenient.
See, that's the thing, yeah, it's conveniency. So it's like, that probably worked for you because it is an unload of information, but in audio form, whereas book, like, some people, I know that I take information in better if I'm listening to it, such as podcast or in person, whereas other people do read it and take it in better.
See, that's how I felt, but now, and then I guess it's more a case of after finishing college, a lot was going on, and then I just sort of slipped and got off it.
See, that's kind of the time to put in the podcast into your life, such as the commute, or like if you have a busy life, you can't sit down and read a book.
Yeah, of course,
you
exactly.
Listen to a podcast.
That is very true.
Yeah.
But now it's funny because now instead of a podcast, now I'm reading more.
Yeah, you're reading more and you're on a podcast.
Now I'm on a podcast.
So yeah, hopefully the start of many episodes that will have you on.
I would not say no to that.
We'll meet you with so many other guests. It'll be amazing.
Love it.
Now, Parbel, before we get into things and ask you how your life's going, how uni's going, how living in London's going, and how your course is going and everything, because I haven't seen you in a few years.
Oh, no, man.
It's been ages. I literally picked you up 10 minutes ago, dragged you here.
Far too long.
Locked you in a room and put a mic on.
He actually did right now.
I'll tell you what though,
it's so crazy how I love relationships like this. Like, me and you have this particular relationship where
we're in
3 years we are in love secretly. No one knows about
us. We just said it.
But it's funny because I have another friend, Lucy, who I love relationships like this where you don't see each other, for example, me and you, years.
Yeah.
Got into your cars as if I haven't seen you since yesterday.
It's true. I was like, hey, how was that homework? And you're like, Josh, I haven't seen you in years. What homework?
Homework, yeah. Last time I did it.
So yeah, before we begin, I have 5 rapid fire questions so the audience can kind of grab the gist of what you're like.
Mm-hmm.
Political views, no, I'm joking, it's not political views. So are you ready? It's rapid fire.
Let's go, man.
First question.
Let's go.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
If you had to describe yourself in 3 words, what would they be? Why are you like that? Do you get this question a lot?
Confident.
Ooh, okay, I like that. You can't use the same word twice.
Confident, yeah. ooh. This isn't very rapid though, is it? Confident, yeah, I think so. Laid back, but then
there's a dash.
That counts.
Confident, laid back.
I would say I'm quite laid back. I don't really think about stuff. Like, I don't really think about the small stuff, you know?
Yeah, like, you don't get worked up over small pointless things, yeah.
And I guess happy. I'm quite happy. I like to think I'm quite happy. Nothing really gets under my skin.
No.
It takes quite a fair bit.
Yeah, well, actually, when I picked you up, you just ran over someone by walking.
And
you were fine.
Cat, yeah.
You were smiling. Yeah. You were loving it.
Yeah.
I agree with all of those. Confident, you definitely are. And I think, we did drama together. That's how we know each other. Obviously. And I think that course alone raised your confidence so much.
Worst time of my life.
Worst time of your life?
Yeah, I have to work with you.
Nightmare. Excuse me? What? I thought you were serious. And then laid back, you are laid back. You're kind of a chill person. Like, I don't feel too intense talking to you.
Too intense. Just a little bit. Just enough.
I'm quite intense because I'm leaning forward here.
Of course, yeah.
Parbel. and then, what was the last one?
Happy.
Happy. You are a happy guy.
Yeah. I like to think so, yeah.
And I feel like that's why, because whenever I see your Instagram stories, you are with a lot of friends. You have a lot of friends because you naturally attract people because you are a happy person.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's a good thing. People are attracted to happy, positive thinking
people.
That is true.
I agree.
Second question.
Of course.
What would your superpower be?
Okay, now
I feel like you got this set.
Listen, you have no idea.
You just whipped out a book.
Often
notes.
I talk about this. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking, I would say super speed. But here's where I get down to the sort of.
What in the typical super speed versus flight?
If we're talking super speed in terms of DC the Flash, super speed.
Is that slow-mo time?
That's where, like, yeah. So if we're talking DC The Flash, where he gets his super speed from the Speed Force. Now, the benefits of that, bear with me.
Yeah.
The benefits of that is not only, like, super speed, however fast he can go.
Yeah.
Ridiculously fast.
Yeah.
He can literally just, you can, like, his mentally, it quickens as well. So he can just pick up a book, read it in a second. Learn a language in, like, four seconds.
Yeah.
So if we're talking that type of, they're not super speed, because it's just so many combined benefits with it. Yeah. It's not just speed.
Yeah, it's control of time, I guess.
Exactly, that's true.
That's cool, okay.
That's true, because that's true.
So would you pick speed over every superpower then?
But then if I can't get those benefits,
yeah,
then I guess...
Well, that is a power. That is one of the powers. So yeah,
I'll choose that.
Get it, yeah.
If that or teleportation, because it's just so cool. One thing I would love to do, I need to do before I die, is just travel the world.
Yeah.
And come on, just free travel right there.
I mean, it helps if you have a car.
Yeah.
We'll talk about why you don't have a car later. Yeah.
Oh, that hurt my soul, Josh.
Hurt my soul hearing about it. Hearing you cry about it. Don't
I was crying. I'm saying tears.
So, I'm guessing you've come across the debate of super flight or super speed, right? You've come across that super flight. Well, you can't super fly. Super
flight. Speed definitely.
Yeah. See, I say that as well. Whereas people are like, why would you pick speed? You just fly, because when you fly, it's cold up there.
It's cold up there.
Exactly. You go like a few meters in the air.
Exactly.
It's freezing up there.
It's too cold.
Yeah, you'd have
I get
to
cold very easily as well.
You do. You were cold earlier when you got in the car.
I know, my nipple. You can see through my.
T-shirt. I did. I was looking.
Extremely sharp.
I was
sharp,
really
extremely
looking.
Hard.
They honestly, to be fair, they blocked my view of driving.
There you go.
Thanks for that.
That's just the life I live.
Okay, question three, Pavel.
Mm-hmm.
If you were an animal, what would you be and why? I like these questions where, like, hey, what's your favourite this? Or, like, if you were an animal, what would you be and why? Like, or maybe what do you see yourself as and what do you think...
Oh, something sort of alpha male. You know,
the wolf, the alpha male.
Oh, do you know what, I would... I would do this. I would choose an animal that we... as the human race believed to be extinct.
Ah.
Like, for example, is it the great squid or the giant squid?
Giant squid, yeah.
Or the...
I was thinking the dodo or whatever they
call it. Or the megalodon or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to see, if I do become it, then I know it's real. It's out there somewhere in the deep...
Okay, blue. I feel like you're really looking into this question.
This is good. This is...
If I did become this animal, that means they're alive.
They're alive, but then I'm stuck.
Then you're stuck on the shore as a giant squid.
Wherever a giant squid is.
I think it's off the coast of Japan.
Most likely.
Oh no, that's a giant crab. This giant massive, crab, like 7 meter long crab.
Giant crab, yeah.
So, okay, so that actually has no relation to who you are as a person.
No relation whatsoever.
You're looking into the science of it.
Can you imagine though, like, oh, this is extinct. And then, I want to be the...
Pabell! You're not extinct!
I'll still be the same Pabell, just with extra limbs. Yeah, extra limbs.
Just a really, like, jacked squid.
Well, I did want to be jacked, so...
There we go. But what animal do you think you'd be in relation to who you are? Or what do you think other people would see you as?
I feel like what other people see me as is not what I see myself as. I see myself as very chill. Something who has no responsibility whatsoever, like a sloth. Just chilling all day. But I read also that it's so pointless being a sloth because they have to eat so much.
Yeah.
So all they just eat.
Yeah.
They have to because... They just have to spend their time eating.
Like, I get they're cute and everything, but like I heard that sometimes baby sloths mistake their arms for branches and then fall down to their death.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that.
I'm sorry, do you like sloths?
A little bit. Well, if I was one,
that would be sad.
I could see myself doing that.
All your mates are like, I really see Pabell as a sloth who would grab his own arm instead of a branch. Yeah.
But
who do you see yourself as?
What I'd like to be as, I guess, something. Quick, okay.
I see you like an eagle. I see you like an eagle. Flight.
I like that.
But also, you're pretty serious, but actually pretty chill at the same time.
Eagles are chill, aren't
they? They are, because they're just always... they're not, like, aggressive.
Doing their own thing.
They're doing their own thing.
Exactly.
They kill a mouse like... Meh. Whereas if a pigeon kills a mouse, which it can't, it freaks out.
Yes.
Or a seagull, eagle goes down, does it, chills out.
Eagle, I'll take that one.
Eagle, you've got it. Well done. I actually answered that for you.
Well, you know me too well.
It's true, it's right. Question number four. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? I like to ask the guests this kind of question.
Where I'd like to be in 5 years' time is... My plan right now is to finish this degree.
What degree are you on?
Oh, right.
Just
so,
quickly.
So right now, I'm doing a law degree at London South Bank University, and my plan right now is to finish this degree. After I finish this degree, try out acting. Give the whole
really?
Acting
You're going to go back to
I
it?
I still want to go. I do want to go back to it. I really do want to go and try it out.
So in 5 years' time...
I hopefully... Part of a career, actor, uprising actor.
Could you imagine? Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't see you amazing. For 5 years and I suddenly see you on like a massive billboard.
Honestly, amazing.
For the next Terminator film.
Terminator, ooh.
Actually, that branches off. What film would you like to be in? Or TV series? Like, do you want to be the new James Bond, the new Doctor Who, or the new James...
I wouldn't like something that massive so soon. No. That's just too much on my conscience. I'd like to start off small, but not a TV series, because I feel like that traps you.
It does. Not many TV actors go into film, whereas a lot of some film actors actually go into TV.
Maybe a Netflix series.
Oh, actually, yeah, because they're taking off.
They're taking off, that's true. Yeah.
So what Netflix series would you like to be in, if you could be in any of them?
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror,
hands down.
Really?
Hands down.
Actually, to be fair, I can imagine you in that, and also that is a kind of a kickstarting for the career.
It is, because I know there's two actors... That this is bad. I don't know their names, but one of them was the film from Get Out.
Yeah, he was. He was in.
He was in a Black
season
Panther
one,
as well.
Episode two of Black Mirror.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Black Panther.
And the other actress who was in Black Panther as
Black
well.
Mirror,
she was
in
season four, something, I believe.
Maybe. What was she in?
She was the one where she was chasing off this guy who imprisoned her mum or her dad somewhere.
Okay, and I, she ended up, I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen a few of them.
Oh, honestly, well, apparently the new season came out.
Yes, the three episodes with Miley Cyrus, the guy from Marvel films. Which
really?
One? The one with the wings, the metal wings.
Oh, no, you're joking me, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
The one that got replaced in the second Iron Man.
I don't know who you're on
yeah,
about, yeah.
Him.
Oh,
wait.
Oh, wow.
Him? Yeah, wait. Yeah, I think so.
I need to start then.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, Miley, as in like actual Miley Cyrus?
Actual Miley Cyrus is in it. But I've heard it isn't very good.
Oh.
I've heard it's good because they've got good actors in it, but the narrative's a little bit off. But to be fair, that's other people's opinion.
Fair enough, yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I can imagine you in like a Netflix series.
I feel like it'd be fun.
It would be, oh my god.
Oh, yeah,
they put so much money and effort into
that's
it.
That's true, yeah. Well, have you heard the increase in the prices of their memberships?
Oh, they actually?
I'm not happy about that.
To what?
Netflix memberships, because I pay for my own membership.
Oh, do you actually? That's so tragic.
Yeah, so that's tragic. Because
I think you're the one person in the UK paying for it, because everyone else is somehow getting it off someone else.
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't hear
I'm
about
not looking
that.
Forward to that, because, yeah, you know.
That sucks. Oh. Don't worry, I'll hook you onto my dad's membership. Yeah, or my housemate's membership that I also have on my other browser. So it's right.
It's right.
Sorry, Dylan. but yeah, in 5 years' time, what you'd like to be?
I would want to try the acting, because then I'll have a degree behind my back, and then I won't feel bad about giving it a try.
Yeah, you have a fallback plan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work out, I'm gonna go back, try for the bar, and become a barrister.
Oh, dude.
Hopefully that works out, and then hopefully I'll be set for life.
And that's the plan. If it was like a you ever seen High School Musical?
Yes.
It feels like a Troy Bolton decision. Like, do I do drama or do I do law?
I know, that's honestly.
Like complete opposite sides of the spectrum. That's crazy.
Well, I might be able to do both.
Oh my god,
let's
acting
see. Can
lawyer. That would be amazing.
Well, that's funny, because it may be in a situation where I get my own little Netflix series, you know, actor and lawyer.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'll tell you one Netflix series that I'm looking forward to for the next season, Making a Murderer.
Oh yeah, I've never seen that.
Honestly, amazing.
Yeah,
it is one thing that you have to sit down and
actually
it is very slow. Like,
it's not like Love Island where you can just chill out on your phone.
Have you been watching Love Island?
Maybe. We can talk about Love Island later. But yeah, no, I do want to watch that. But yeah, I didn't realise they're making a second season.
No, third.
Third season?
Second season was amazing. I promise you, hands down.
Is it the same murderer in the second season?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So, well, they're still in prison to this day. Both the guy and his nephew.
So I've heard the first season makes him look like innocent, but the second season makes him look guilty or something.
My thought process was innocent, guilty, definitely innocent.
Mm.
No way he's guilty.
Really?
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they're not using that series as judgment on...
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of contradictions.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting, because obviously it's a documentary, so you're seeing a lot of evidence thrown on the table.
Yeah.
And everyone is saying different things. So, for example, in the second season, I don't want to give too much away for your viewers, but basically, because I really do want people to watch it, but it is something you have to sit down and pay attention.
You have to dedicate time to it. Oh, my God.
You have to pay attention as well, because there's a lot of information being thrown at you.
Mm.
But essentially, first season, he committed something and he was falsely imprisoned for so many years. He got out eventually when they found out, he wasn't guilty. Came out, and I don't know how long he was out for, but then something else happened and he was falsely accused for that. Well, he's accused for that and he's in prison for that as well as his nephew, but I believe he's falsely accused again.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting and very juicy because some of the sheriffs who have convicted him initially and now 20, 30 years later are contradicting themselves from 20, 30 years ago. So very interesting.
So like evidence is developing because of
time. Yes, yes.
So and really, in 5 years' time, you could be the lawyer on that case.
Can you imagine? I'm talking about it right now, but can you imagine?
Could you imagine? Viewers, keep in touch with Paul Bell. Actually, we'll have him on. Paul Bell, we're going to have you on in 5 years' time.
5 years' time.
So we'll be on episode, I don't know, like 300 or something.
I don't know, Josh. I might be a busy man.
Oh, yeah.
Know,
so yeah, can we book you in now? Oh, I'm actually busy.
5 years' time,
It just says 5-year plan for all of 2024. I can imagine that. 5 years' time, I can actually imagine you on stage doing something, though.
I can imagine both of us doing something.
Wait, hang on, you'd like
to... I miss our chemistry on stage, honestly.
I did come to the car and you instantly recited lines where we were on stage together and I was like, Pabell, I've forgotten it. Hang on a minute, you said you want to be in the... You want the Netflix series you'd like to be in is Make You Murderer, so would you like to be the murderer in that series?
I'll keep you in the dark about that. We don't know. We don't know what might happen in 5 years.
Okay, and question number 5, final question. Describe your perfect mate in one sentence.
Jesus, wow.
She's sitting across from me now, but I'm a guy, Pavel.
perfect. I would want to say similar qualities to me.
Such as confident, laid back, and eagle.
eagle, definitely eagle. Uh-huh. Bald eagle, probably, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
I feel like I want to say laid back is a big one for me because, no, I'll tell you what, is a huge one for me for any relationship that I get myself into, and it's communication. That is a big one for me.
100%.
I like to communicate how I feel. Yeah. I personally don't like being kept in the dark.
Yeah.
So I feel like, why would I want my partner being kept in the dark, my significant other being kept in the dark?
Exactly.
It just doesn't feel right. So that's why I feel
that's like, a very good mentality to have.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and if we just communicate how we feel, then I feel like whatever the issue is, it's much easier to get over it.
Yeah. That's what I always say. Like the two things which I believe personally that would make a relationship work for me is communication and perspective. Having a perspective to see why the other person has those views and opinions.
That is very true. I do agree with that as well. Yeah. Because if you're just very self-absorbed, you're only going to have one perspective and it's just yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But how do you find out if someone is a good communicator? What are certain things they do? Or do they talk about their emotions a lot?
I feel like that's very subjective, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if they just talk about their feelings or how they're feeling. I guess, but sometimes some people just need a little bit of a push.
Yeah.
You know, some people will only talk.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Talk, yeah. Just sitting there like, poking them with a non-alcoholic beer. Bavaria. Sometimes some people just need a little bit of a push. I know, not necessarily with, I don't know if that's the case for all of their relationships, but let's say, for example, a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, they would initially have difficulty expressing themselves, telling them, you know, exactly how they feel. They would need some sort of cue, like the other person sort of talking about it and then them asking them how they feel about it.
They need to kind of be approached with the topic, of course, and then they feel comfortable saying it,
Because I feel like some people then feel like they're burdening people.
Yeah.
When they're constantly, you know,
talking about themselves.
Exactly, and saying how they're feeling, exactly.
In a relationship, you need to talk about yourselves. Maybe not an equal amount, but like you can both talk about your emotions and you understand you care because of that relationship you have.
Of course, yeah.
Interesting. So you'd say the perfect, you'd describe your perfect mate, they'd have to be a good communicator.
That is most likely the top.
Yeah.
List,
what I like, Pavel, is whenever I speak to, or whenever I ask people a similar question to this, they always go for looks. Like, she's got to be fit. She's got to be this. You went straight to what
do you know what? Yeah, like, you could look like Shrek.
Oh, okay.
Because Fiona's stunning, but Shrek, oh, not so much. You can look like Shrek.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But it's all about, if you met the Shrek of your life. Okay.
Oh, the Shrek of my life.
But
you know what? I'm more of a donkey person. Shrek's a bit of a, donkey is very chill though, isn't it?
Donkey is chill, yeah.
I still don't know the biology between donkey and
the dragon. I feel like that's still a mystery to me. They need a making a murderer of the dragon and the donkey. Making, because they have babies together.
So they have,
like,
several babies.
Making dragon babies. Of babies. Yeah.
They weird looking babies, but cute.
Maybe you could be in that Netflix series of the discovery behind that.
Do you know what? Yeah, now that you mention it, this is going to be my life ambition now.
Right now,
find out how on earth this is possible.
I'm more shocked that when you're on TV for pursuing this, you're going to be like, it all started on Happy Words Podcast. Yeah. The exposure for us.
You're going to see me on Good Morning Britain.
Yeah,
or something like that.
I don't watch it, so I won't see you on there. But I'll hear that you're on it. So yeah.
Oh, that'd be funny.
So Pavel, that was it. 5 questions. How do you feel? Rapid 5 questions.
I feel like time just flew by.
That was 3 hours we'd take. Wow, oh my gosh. See, I just want to quickly go back to what we briefly discussed of the teleportation aspect, and you wanted to travel the world, and the fact you don't have a car. Now, you were explaining to me why you don't have a car in my car on the way here, and I would love for you to share that story with the fan base. So, Parbel, why don't you currently have a car? Because when I last spoke to you, you did have a car.
Yes, so, of course, I'll happily tell your viewers this embarrassing story. Grab a drink, folks.
You grab a drink, sit down, get cozy.
So basically, essentially what happened was, last year when I did my first year at uni, I went to uni for...
In London?
In London, that's right.
Which is about an hour away?
About an hour... By car, I'd say about an hour 45, hour 50.
Yeah.
Because obviously...
So a long way away from where you're currently.
It is a fair mile away, yes. 3 weeks there and... Okay, so I parked my car back here in Worthing. Yeah. I left it by my parents and in a underground car park. And it gets very, as Josh, you already know, it gets very humid there. You've seen it there.
It does. I've been there many times and it's been very, very humid.
We've spent...
Many a night.
Many a night there. It gets very humid there. And I was not under the impression that I had to roll my windows down a tad bit to let oxygen flow.
Yeah.
As you do. Oxygen, all of that good stuff. What happened was when I came back, and funnily enough, not once did my parents think, maybe I should go check on, my son's car.
Just well, they probably thought you'd done it. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But funny enough, it's literally right outside the window. You can see it right there. But okay, no, I see how it is. I see where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
But I came back. I was looking forward to a long weekend of driving everywhere, going, doing a bunch of
stuff. Massive smile on your face.
I was walking to my car, unlocked it, had a little... Let's go, my little Corsa, let's go. That was my baby, honestly.
That was your baby.
It's dead now, it's dead to me.
Oh my god.
My life. Walked up to it.
Yeah.
And you, honestly, my face just fell. Okay, folks, this is what happened.
Grab the
fungi,
tissues.
Bacteria, mold, all of that good stuff just growing everywhere in places I didn't know existed.
What? In your car?
Honestly.
You're like, what is this?
There's a hand coming out of the back of the sea, honestly.
You're like, the brake? What is this?
This is where the making a murderer comes from, yeah. But yeah, that's what happened. It was just, and there was no way of saving that. This was lost. It was a lost cause.
I imagine like a little ecosystem in there.
It probably
like a little rainforest.
Little mushrooms here and there.
What animal is that in my car? Oh, Parbel.
It was so devastating because there was no way. I felt I could not even when I reached in to grab my little car manual thing. I felt violated because of everything around it. It felt so dingy.
So how bad was it? Could you not see anything?
Josh, I do not let stuff like that get to me.
Yeah.
It was that bad. Like, I felt... I just reached my arm in there and it just felt like something touched me, crawled on me.
So what did you do after
had
that?
Had babies on me.
Well, oh my god. No, I have 3 kids, Josh. Oh my god.
Well, I needed to get rid of it because it was going to be too expensive to clean it up, save it and everything.
Yeah.
Because I believe the gearbox was a bit down, but it was a good little trooper.
Yeah. And also, by that point, it would actually be murdering innocent animals because of the animals that were growing.
Exactly. There was definitely an ecosystem.
Of course, yeah. The rainforest.
Essentially, I had to get rid of it. There was no way I could keep that. So I called up Vauxhall and I told them...
In tears.
Crying. Please, just save my little Corsa. I told them, guys, please, just help me out here. Like, how much are we talking here? They were like, £50.
And you were like, what?
I could have sold it off for probably... 7-800?
Before the infestation.
Biohazard. It was a bit of a biohazard, you know?
Yeah.
But that's life, though, isn't it?
That's life. Do you feel like it's taught you a lesson now?
What lesson? What?
To open the window.
Yes. To open the window before I leave the car. Yes.
If this happens again, Pavel.
Oh, Josh, honestly, I don't even want to think about it.
Could you imagine?
But no, that is definitely not happening again.
See, that's what happened to your car.
Yeah, that's what we lesson to.
But you miss driving there. That's the thing, you enjoy driving.
I genuinely enjoy it.
So it wasn't like, oh, now I have to drive around Worthing. It's like, oh, now I get to go back and I get to drive my car.
Oh, I miss it so much.
You get, you're like, oh, now I just have a million offspring of fungi.
Somewhere.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't take a picture of it. Oh, yeah, somewhere. So you sold it?
So I gave it off to Vauxhall. I got £50 for it.
That's pretty good for a car which would have cost you so much money to do more stuff.
I know, exactly. That's true. But it is a shame, though, because I do miss driving.
Yeah.
But as I said, it's a bit pointless me living in London.
It is, exactly.
When I have all this sort of convenience to just get an Uber.
You've got the tube as well. Everything. In London, yeah. So you're in London because of university.
Yes.
So how many years have you been in London now?
2 years.
2 years. That's, and you're liking it? You're liking the London life?
I'm loving it.
However, different down here?
It is extremely different.
Yeah.
It is really different because... Well, here's weird, because a friend of mine, her sister lives in London as well, and she enjoys the air. She says she prefers the air in London better than Worthing. But I'm the opposite.
It's fresh down here. It's sea air.
It's nice. So fresh down here.
I do get people not liking sea air, though. That is a thing.
That might be a thing. Like maybe.
Because when I went to Poole, which is Bournemouth,
yeah,
the air was so fresh there. I don't know what it was.
See, I would love that.
It was really good. You like it. We'll do a road trip down there, don't worry. After this.
Yeah, straight afterwards.
But whenever I go up to London, the air is thick. It's dense.
Very thick.
I can't do it. So is that the biggest thing for you, is the air for London?
At first, yes. But now 2 years I've gotten used to it. Now I don't really notice that much. Whenever I come back to Worthing, they're like, oh, wow.
This is fresh, I can see.
This is fresh, yeah.
How often did you come back to Worthing?
Not that often, because...
You don't have a car, no.
It's not a car. And it's just a bit too expensive, you know, getting a ticket.
Yeah.
When
you have a life in London, then?
I do.
You have a life in London.
I do have a life in London. Here's what's funny. I guess it was a bit of a sort of a reality check, and it was a little bit upsetting at first, but now I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. So, it was recently my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Josh.
You turned 21?
21, that's fine.
Yeah, very nice.
Don't mind me asking though, but is it 23 you are?
I'm 22. How dare you insult me by calling me a year older than I am?
Honestly, you don't look a day older when I first met you.
Thanks. Well, to be honest, I look exactly the same from when you first met me.
Probably a little bit better.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Cheers.
You had better facial hair then.
Excuse me.
I don't know what happened.
I just had more facial hair.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a clean cut. That's true. Well, I can't have a manly beard like you.
Oh, Josh, I want to say it's bad.
Welcome to the having compliments.
Having compliments.
What were you saying?
I don't know. London, new life there?
I'm blushing.
Oh, yes. Okay, so here's what's funny. So it was recently my birthday, and I was having dinner with two of my really good close friends.
Yeah.
And when I was thinking, should I go out? And, you know, and of course, you know, when you go in Worthing, where else do you go? Bartend, obviously.
Of course. Where else? That was a liquid, fun night. Please, come on.
Please, stop it. Grow up.
Exactly. That was a fun night.
Literally, grow up.
Do behave.
That was a fun night. And I believe that was a Saturday. I went to the bartend on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That was very fun. Monday, dinner at that new burger place opposite Liberty.
I mean, it's been there for a year now, but yeah, new burger.
Really? Yeah, I know. First time I went there, I had the vegan burger. It was so nice. Lovely. what was my point? Yes. Basically, I was thinking of, who could I sort of invite to my, you know, dinner? And then it sort of hit on me like...
Josh Martello. And you didn't.
I didn't, no. But here's the thing. I do feel bad now. But we...
No, like, it's fine.
It's just like, in terms of friends, I felt awkward because I didn't really have any friends that I could just ask last minute, do you want to come to my dinner? Birthday dinner or something like that.
Yeah, because they're all in London.
I have more... friends now that I'm this really close with, all in London now.
Yeah.
And in Worthing, it's just, I guess, like, more...
Everyone's doing their own thing. And
everyone is doing their own thing.
Although life's, I feel like, slower here because it isn't the city life.
It is very slower
here. Stuff does happen and stuff does change it.
I feel like I'm getting more used to the London life. Everyone likes getting things done, you know?
Yeah, they're hustle.
Hustle, yeah, you know?
Love hustle.
Love a little bit of hustle.
Mm.
but they all just want to get things done. They don't like to
sit around,
you know, just sort of procrastinate. They like to get things done. Yeah. In Worthing, everyone's a bit more relaxed, which I don't mind.
It's it's nice. It's light now flashing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Straight away. Wow.
I don't think it's your old house is haunted. You have a spirit
attached to the podcast. Welcome to Having Spirits with Josh Ranzelli. Yeah, but London life, like, we had Woody on last week, and Woody's in a very similar situation to you, living in London, taking a law course and everything.
Yeah,
and
of course.
He was giving his feedback on London, I think, a few episodes ago, actually, when we first ever had him on. That was episode 24, which was London, Nicknames and Fish, having words with Woody Cox, episode 24. But yeah, he gave his feedback on London life and everything, and he loves it as well.
I love it.
Is it kind of those things that once you go to London, you don't come back? Like, do you want to live in London now?
I don't think it's for everyone.
No.
I really don't think it's for everyone. But I am in love with the city. There's so much to do. Honestly, the nightlife is vastly different to the daytime, you know, life is like, it's just crazy. But however, saying that, I can see myself getting bored in a couple of years, like eventually.
Really? Of London?
I think it's the Worthing Bangladeshi boy coming out of me who like enjoys the countryside, the good air, the quietness.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me, I don't like, eventually I guess I feel like I can see myself getting bored of, like, I feel like London is somewhere that right now I'm enjoying living there, but it's a place for me to work. I do plan on working there.
But not living there.
Not living
long
there.
Long term.
Long term.
To be fair, we're still so young. You've just turned 20. You've still got at least 9 years of kind of... 21. You've just turned 21. Oh my God, we're so old. You've just turned 21.
I know.
And now you can spend the next 9 years just chilling in London working, and then you can live somewhere else. You can actually settle down with career somewhere else.
9 years is such a long time, though.
Well, I think I mentioned this before. I watched an entrepreneur, motivational speaker called Gary V. I don't know if you've heard of him. And he says that he worked at a wine company until he was 30 years old, and when he left he didn't have anything, and now he's built this empire and works for the Fortune 500 companies, like these really big companies.
Wow, Jesus, yeah.
And he was literally like, although that situation was unique to him, we could literally do nothing between 20 and 30 and still be on great footing because of where we are economically for the rest of our lives, for a career. So these 9-10 years are for us to experiment as much as possible and fail as much as possible, so we know how to succeed when we're 30.
I do agree with that. That's true.
It's super interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe London is just for the next 9 years.
I think it's just temporary for me.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, you're still in uni vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
And how's it going to uni in London? Because obviously you went from college with me in Worthing.
Of course, in Worthing.
Up to uni in London, which is crazy.
Big jump.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like the first place. There were... Do you know what it was? I feel like it was me trying to get out of my comfort zone and sort of get out there.
That's fully getting out there.
That is very getting out there, I know. I guess sort of, I just wanted to sort of get into a new place, maybe sort of create, I wouldn't necessarily say create a new life, but maybe sort of...
A new community?
New community, sort of see where a fresh start gets me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like, I guess... Also, because at some point I do want to travel the world, travel to so many different places, even if it's by myself alone, I feel like this little jump to London has taught me that I can handle being on my own.
Independent, yeah.
I can independence. I growing up, I have had a lot of responsibility.
I feel like you're a very family orientated. You're a very family focused person.
I feel like that was inevitable. You know, I grew up with a big family, and that was inevitable. But I've had to help my parents out with a lot of things. So, here's the thing. I was gonna say any Asian people out there, but any sort of person that has parents who don't speak very well English, they know that growing up you do have to help them out with things here and there. So growing up, you sort of learn things and you gain responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more independence than gaining responsibility. And now that I know I can handle myself, and handle being alone.
You can live anywhere now.
Anywhere.
Is New York...
In the jungle of...
Your car.
Vietnam, somewhere.
Like, does New York appeal to you now? Or is that...
That's funny you mention that, because I don't know if I told you, but New York was on the agenda initially to go to a job school in New York.
Really?
The one Johnny Depp... went to, I believe.
What?
Or Judi Dench.
What happened with that? Is that...
Well, what happened was you have to be... What I read when I was doing research, you had to be a US citizen for at least a year before applying to the school.
You'd have to live there for a year.
There was no way I could have done that.
And then applying, you might not even get in.
It would have been a bum, honestly, just sleeping anywhere.
But like, the idea is nice. And you had big dreams, you know, that is a big step.
That is very dreaming big, yeah.
Now, Pompeo, since I last saw you,
yes,
one of the most visually significant features besides your beard is your gym. Now, I did go to the gym for a little bit, but then I lost a lot of weight recently.
I saw you were getting very big.
I was getting very big, and I lost a lot of weight.
Just a little bit.
I'm now like the lightest I've been in like 3 years. You're joking, terrible. I'm literally like floating up here now. It's crazy. But what got you into that? Why did you suddenly want to go to the gym? Where did that come from?
Oh, do you know what? Yeah,
was it to pick up chicks, man?
Yeah. Dudes, I don't know. What?
I was not expecting that whilst I was drinking.
Do you know what? Well, here's the thing. I've always been into it, but I feel like, I don't know, I just sort of got a motivation out of nowhere. I feel like I have always been into it, like, from a really young age, I believe, since 12, 13. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's always been on and off, like, a long process of being on it, and then off it, and then sometimes I get injuries, and I've been off it for a while. I've had quite a few injuries. And
I have one injury, and I'm off it for a year.
Yeah, off it for 3 years. But then, London, I guess, I don't know, I guess you feel like, oh, fresh start, might as well... make myself feel fresh and like a new person.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
What better way than gym? I feel like gym, I was also going through a lot. Well, first year, it was, for example, my flatmates, I didn't get along with them. I did get along with them, but I feel like I didn't really have anything in common. So I didn't really spend any time with anyone. So it was very lonely.
Mm.
Complete opposite now.
Yeah.
I do not regret my decision whatsoever. I made so many connections, so many friends now, and I love it there.
Yeah.
But first year was very lonely, and one thing that helped take off my mind of things and helped relieve stress, for example, from exams and law, was just hitting the weights.
It was the gym.
It was the gym, honestly.
I definitely found, like, when I was going to the gym, like, I was going with my housemate Joe, who goes, like, every day of the week. He's massive now. Yeah. When I was going, like, 4 or 5 days a week with him, my mindset was so, a little bit more aggressive. I don't know what it meant. Maybe that was the testosterone, but I was so just mentally stable. I loved it.
It really is very... I feel like it's relaxing and calming.
It is. It's that therapeutic of sorts.
It is therapeutic. Yeah, I believe so.
And also, I feel like that fits in quite nicely with your London vibe. It's like gym in the morning or whatever, go to work.
I'm not a gym in the morning person.
Oh, you're not? Gym in the afternoon. Gym in the evening.
Yeah, evening. Because I feel like I'm... Well, here's the thing. I could do by just... Josh, how many times have I turned up late to drama?
Every time you turn up late. Well, I did as well. So actually, we turned up. We thought we were on time.
We thought, yeah.
We were off time by now.
I know. By quite a bit.
Rachel was shouting at us.
Yeah, Rachel. Oh, she loved us though.
Yeah.
I think.
I saw her recently.
Did you actually? How's she doing?
She hates you.
Wow.
Gosh. I knew it. But yeah, gym life. You love it. It's great. It fits in perfectly with what you're doing.
It just fits in fine.
It makes you feel good.
I can make it work, so it makes me feel good.
It's good you're doing it for yourself and not for anyone else.
That is the one thing I feel like I'm always doing it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And it just relieves stress and just... And it's nice seeing progression.
Mm.
That is always nice to see.
Oh my God, yeah, definitely. Seeing, like, I remember the first big change in my body was my shoulders. They massively broadened out. Yeah, like, hell yeah, here we go. It was great.
Love it. And just walk about town just with your shoulders.
Yeah, like I have a massive, what is it, trap workout? What is it? What are these?
Lat syndrome.
Lat syndrome, like that. My housemate Joe walks around, he walks around the gym like this. And it's like, why are you taking up half the space? Now, obviously, going to the gym, you need a lot of motivation and like, ambition to do it. But like, where do you get your motivation and ambition from? Is it from music? Is it from yourself? Coffee in the morning?
Coffee helps a little bit. I love coffee, honestly. music a lot, definitely. Yeah. Music. I used to, and then I didn't for a long time, for years, and now recently I'm getting back into putting on little motivational speeches, like maybe a little bit of a Rocky Balboa speech,
a little bit of an Arnold
speech or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, something that helps. Music is a big one.
Yeah,
definitely for me, music is a big one because if I forget my
headphones in the gym.
Oh, sorry, AirPods.
AirPods.
I'm doing the AirPods live now. Yeah.
Of course. Sorry, actually wearing them now. Listen to music, but
I would go back. I would not have. Which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing. I feel like if music helps you to go that extra little bit.
It does. It really helps you do it a few more extra reps. It helps you get that final
You know what I mean? Exactly, a little squeeze. Yeah. You scream at the top of your lungs. But yeah, I feel like music is a bit like for you.
Yeah.
And then you, sometimes you watch a film here and then you feel like, oh,
yeah,
let's get back into
it. It's like when I watch Spider-Man and then for the next 10 minutes after the film, I'm jumping around the sofa pretending I'm Spider-Man. It's like that, but on a much more serious level.
Yeah, it's much more serious. Of course. Well, I think that's quite serious to be
said. Sorry, I'm very disrespectful. I'm very sorry. But yeah, I get my ambition mainly from just motivational speakers. Now, my girlfriend Penny is the one that I listen to, Gary V. She's like, I just feel like he's chatting shit. And I feel like motivational speakers, they chat a lot of shit, but it's how you take it.
Well, here's the thing though. I got very put off it when I was listening to fucking Ty Lopez. Is that his name?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Please, you must have seen his YouTube.
I might have seen him.
Like, look at all these cars in my garage.
He's the one with the car.
But forget about the car. Look at all the books I have in my garage.
I've definitely seen
him. Why would you have books in your garage? I'm very confused. Very odd place to put it.
Look at me trapped in my garage.
Right, and that put me off because he was so condescending. Yeah. Just so like, I cannot take you seriously.
So why are you watching him then?
No, it was a YouTuber.
Oh, okay, I saw the ad, I would never click on that ad.
Honestly, and that put me off.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, then you get some speeches here and there. Like, I used to listen to quite a few TEDx talks.
Yeah, yeah.
Just on the app, like, something random, like, not necessarily business-related or economics-related, but just, like, something just thrown
on. Motivational, yeah, exactly.
Exactly, just to just sort of pass the time.
I feel like they're the biggest ambitiousness... They're the biggest things which encourage me to be ambitious is the motivational speakers, the entrepreneurs and everything.
It's different for everyone though.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like music doesn't really... Like at the gym, I feel like I blank out the music completely. I don't really listen to it unless during my rest and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So like for me, I think it helps every so often, but occasionally it's just there. So I'm listening to something.
Yeah.
And it also means I'm going with people who have headphones in. So I'm not just awkwardly standing there without headphones in. And they think I'm trying to speak to them. I'm like, I'm not trying to speak to you.
No, I know what you mean, yeah.
And lastly, I just want to quickly mention, are you vegan? You had a vegan burger.
Burger
Kitchen.
I don't think I've ever been vegan. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, really? Guys. I'm sorry.
So why did you get a vegan burger?
I love meat. So basically, I wanted to try it because my friend Lucy, she's... she's going to... She's vegetarian. So she's vegetarian, but she wanted to try the vegan burger, and I've heard good things about it. So I said, okay, I know the meat burger is going to taste phenomenal. Yeah. Let me just try this out.
Oh, 100%.
And I try meat. I eat vegan food, but more of convenience.
Yeah.
For example, Linda McCartney sausages, rate them.
Really?
Linda McCartney meatballs, absolutely elite.
They do not sponsor this podcast.
Oh, no, they don't. Oh, yeah. But they will do. They might do.
They might do one day.
I want.
Now, hear a famous actor and lawyer Parbell speaking on the podcast. Yeah.
I love it. I would like a share.
So you could be do it. Share just to them.
Yeah.
So you could be a vegan because you enjoy just eating meat too much.
I just love meat. Yeah. I'm sorry, I just love meat.
I think I wouldn't like to tie myself down to just not eating anything else. To just eating plant based food or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't eat meat too often, but when I do, I don't want to have to like second guess myself.
Exactly. Do you know what? Also, I feel like if you do care about, you know, animals and the planet and everything, because I understand, obviously, one...
That's a big aspect.
It is a big aspect, because I not so long ago, watched this documentary about how much methane is created. Methane's
methane?
From when you're... from cattle.
Yeah, so I think it was in the 80s. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
In the 80s, everyone thought it was the hairspray.
Yeah, no.
It was actually the farts from the methane farts from the cows. Exactly. And the cattle. It's crazy.
Here's the thing, I feel like... If you care about that, I wouldn't ever go fully vegan. But the thing is, the fact that I've introduced vegan
food, it's already a massive step, yeah.
It's helped out. And if for example, if you want to help out, you don't need to have a meat-based dinner for every meal. Let's just have an alternative. Swap it out for something vegan.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And then gradually down the line, that will help out. And enough people do it, you know.
Oh my God, that's the whole thing. It's all about numbers. If enough people do it, it'll make a massive change.
It's interesting because... The book I'm reading right now.
What are you reading right now?
Oh gosh, now you put me on the spot. It's by Helen, called This Changes Everything by Naomi Klein. And essentially what it is it's a non-fiction about global warming and everything. And it's sort of introducing business, economics, politics into it. And it is really... It is really interesting because she was talking about this one theory, the shock doctrine.
Okay.
How, basically what that is, it's just sort of creating a sort of movement
yeah.
by bringing in enough people.
Yeah.
For example, she was talking about during Nelson Mandela
yeah, yeah.
or during, obviously, apartheid or something like that, when enough people banded together yeah. to create a movement.
Make a change. Yeah.
Make a change. It really did. That was the only time you can make a change. And she was talking about how global warming today. It is, and for people who out there still, it is happening. Let's be yeah. fair. Like,
you can't ignore it.
Let's not take the piss here. Yeah. Grow up. It is happening. Mm. So here's the thing: just a few people doing something is not going to make a difference whatsoever. Like, exactly. It's not going to do anything. And considering how long the government takes to process stuff like this, like right now, I believe the UK government is still. I don't know what they're doing right now, but they're probably still in talks to do stuff. Yeah. It's just taking too long.
It is. But we should have acted on this ages ago.
We should have, honestly. But I feel like it is what it is. Like, it is. I feel like, oh, you shouldn't really think about, oh, it's too late now.
Mm.
Well, no.
It's like we can start now. Do everything we can do right
yeah, exactly.
now. Even but if it is apparently too late, exactly. we can just at least make it better for ourselves. But
the thing is, if I bring in some people, you bring in some people, you know, mutuals and word of mouth, get it out there. If you band together enough people
yeah.
and create this whole movement.
Even just one step. Even if all of them took one exactly. small step, it's a massive step.
But because enough people have done it, it will do something.
Yeah.
And right now, man, we're doing it. It's just, we're a bit fucked right now, yeah. aren't we?
We'll be all right. We'll be fine.
Probably.
Hopefully. Maybe.
Maybe.
Because we are making changes. Like, for example, we discussed this in last week's podcast, how the UK is now over 50%.
Yeah.
Is now over 50% run by, what is it, renewable energy?
Renewable energy,
or
yeah.
nuclear. Or what? Or something
I
like
think
that.
It's renewable. I'm pretty sure it's renewable.
Yeah, something yeah. like that. But it's incredible. Like,
that's
that
incredible, exactly.
Changes are happening.
They are happening, yeah.
Just very slow. Very slow.
But to be fair, though, as long as... I feel like we just need to step it up a little
we
bit.
We do. Yeah. But to end it on a positive note, Abel,
yes,
have you enjoyed your first podcast experience?
Oh, Joshua Martello, thank you so much for having me.
You liked it.
I had a great time. Honestly,
good.
I loved it, man. Honestly, I loved
good.
It.
Well, we're going to have you on again soon, hopefully with Woody, maybe.
Yeah, let's
that'd
do
be,
it.
That'd
let's
be a lot of fun. Now, before we finish up, before we wrap up, any shout outs? Is there any people, any companies, any books, any brands you want to shout out?
Oh, gosh. Big Up London.
Big Up London.
All my gang from London. London gang. London gang. They're unlikely to hear this, but I guess London gang.
If you share, they'll hear it.
I guess so, yeah. Jesh, Shayna, Phoebe, Egidio, Nabil. Oh gosh,
you're gonna forget someone, aren't you?
You know what, yeah, I'm gonna forget Liv, guys, I'm on a podcast, can you believe it?
You amazing. Made it.
I'm making it.
It's
I'm
all down
the world. I'm moving up in the world. Oh gosh, Charlie.
Oh,
I'm doing bits, can you believe that? Amazing.
Actually being proactive doing stuff.
I know, honestly, that's amazing, isn't it? That's so funny. Mum, yeah, yep. You don't believe this. I'm on a podcast, yeah. That's so funny, man. Priya, I'm on a podcast. I'm giving you a shout out on a podcast. That's so funny.
On a popular podcast.
Well, getting there.
Getting there.
Yes.
Escalating every week.
Very quickly.
A little bit too scary. We've got to shut down. We're going too fast. Yeah. I'm joking. I'm going to shout out our bell. Thank you ever so much for being
Thank
here.
For having
it
me.
Has been an honour. Interviewing you basically. It's been
honestly,
great. So yeah, thank you for listening, everyone. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit, and listen to us on Spotify and iTunes and any other podcast directory. And can support us on Patreon. We will slowly eventually release content on there exclusive to our Patreon viewers and contributors at patreon.com/havingwords. Or feel free to leave an iTunes review if you enjoyed today's episode. Please share this podcast. We put up a post once a week of this podcast on our socials, and you can share that post. You can DM it to people, whatever you want to do. And lastly, you can email us in at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, Babel, for coming on. Any final words?
Guys, just whatever you do in life, just be happy.
Be happy. Great final words. Thank you ever so much. Bye, guys.
See you later, guys.